Seventh Plague of Revelation, Part 2. In the book of Revelation, chapter 16, the vial of the plague poured upon the earth falls on those who worship the beast. The next plagues fall upon the waters, turning them to blood, and in them we hear of the souls of men and the blood of saints slain. In the fourth plague, fire falls on those who blaspheme God's name, and in the fifth, the seat of the beast is engulfed in darkness. In chapter 17, Mystery Babylon, adorned with precious stone, dwells upon the waters, fornicates with the kings of the earth, and is drunk with the blood of saints. She sits upon a beast with 10 horns, the spirit declares was and is not and yet is. The beast's 10 horns are 10 kings, and these burn Babylon and all who dwell in her with fire. All these things parallel the plagues. Babylon is a city that reigns over the kings of the earth, and in chapter 18 we see in her the offering of slaves and souls of men. In Revelation 16:17 we read, and the seventh angel poured out his vial into their ear, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." As the seventh plague closes, there is a great earthquake and Babylon divides into 3 parts. As I have shared, these 3 parts are the dragon, the image of Jesus' law handed to Israel, the beast of the sea, the gospel of Jesus Christ desecrated by religion, and finally the beast of the earth, which beast is the word of men. These 3 are the beast that was and is not and yet is. Babylon, the Antichrist spirit, reigns in them all. And so the Lord shakes not only the earth but heaven also, so that those things that cannot be shaken only remain. Ezekiel testified in Babylon and saw Satan and Eden covered in precious stones, who walked in the midst of the stones of fire on the holy mountain of God, and who as a covering cherubim profaned the holy place and was cast to earth. On the mount, God gave Moses the tablets of the law. The first commandment engraved in those stones of fire is a witness to Israel's deliverance by signs and miracles. In Deuteronomy we read, "I am the Lord thy God which brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You shall have none other gods before me." Yet the very law that spoke of deliverance has within it a spirit which Paul, having wrestled with, said brings us into the captivity of our flesh. And so until that which is perfect comes, Paul concluded that with the flesh we should serve the law of sin and death, and with our minds the law of Christ. Of the things written on the tablets handed to Israel, bound in Ephraim's prophecies, none of them spoke of faith, love, or truth. And being without the spirit of Jesus, they are but an image of what is true. And in them a spirit of confusion and captivity, bound in Satan, who contends with Michael above the Ark of the Covenant, and whose dominion reigns above the kings of the earth in those commandments which have established kingdoms, nations, and religions. This purpose dwells in the soul of God breathed into Adam. From our first breath, Babylon is with us, but so too is the Lord's Christ, bound in the same law. Now let her keep silent. So it is Moses, the lawgiver, drawn from the waters, spoke of a covenant that would rest in the hearts of an Israel born of faith and not bondage, of an Israel marked by the love of the truth. For Moses, writing of Jesus, declared God as one Lord. And from the love of this truth comes the name of the Lord's salvation, Jesus Christ, who was and who is to come, the Lord God Almighty. Amen. In Revelation, as I have shared, the 4 winds that blow upon the earth are the 7 church messengers, which 7 times are a Sabbath of God's will. In their 4th part, Jezebel's children, that is, those born of our church teachings, are put to death. In the 7 seals, a Sabbath. And in their 4th part, hell and death follow. In the 7 trumpets, a Sabbath. And in its 4th part, the light of the moon, the sun, and the stars, which speak of Christ, shine no more. All of these testify of a spirit in our churches and in us that hate Christ. Yet the Lord's purpose in these 4 parts is seen in the 4th day of his creation, when he placed the lights of heaven in their order, and in Shiloh, who came out of Jacob's 4th son, Judah, which word, when put to death, dwells in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights, and on the 4th day rises again. So Jesus is in the plagues, in the 4th part of those 4 winds which blow upon the earth, puts to death the spirit of Babylon in us, so he might rise again. As in the 6th plague, the word of God comes in Revelation 19 to judge those who shun the love of Jesus' truth for their own creeds. But in those who repent, the Lord burns that delusion from our hearts, which the seat stands in signs and miracles and not Jesus' faith. And so the beasts of the sea and earth and those spirits of devils come from God's word defiled are cast into the fire. In chapter 20, the dragon's law bound during Jesus' reign and his priesthood is loosed, and from the four corners of the earth gathers people as the sand of the sea. Ephraim's multitudes come from the Lord's oath to Abraham, who said, "Thy seed shall be as the sand of the sea." And Israel marked by the image in the law and not the love of Jesus' truth. From the stones of this law proceed fire that consume Ephraim's flesh outside the tabernacle of God. And that dragon, the image of Jesus' law of faith, is cast into the fire. For this cause we are all baptized with fire. Praise the Lord. Then, as seen by Daniel, the books are opened, and also the book of life. And the dead are judged according to their works. And finally, the Lord removes Babylon, that spirit of death and hell, from the midst of his word in our heart and our mind. In the fourth wind and the seven plagues, Jesus cleanses his testimony and kingdom in you and me. If you have not entered Jesus' kingdom, you must be born again of the water, the blood, and the spirit, which things defiled we saw destroyed in the plagues. The keys to the kingdom of God given to Peter at Pentecost opened the love of the truth in those who believe Jesus is both Lord and Christ. For God is one Lord, and his Spirit in Peter calls us to repentance, calls you to repentance and to baptism in his name, Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin, that they might know and you might know and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the seal of Jesus' faith. Amen. In the seventh plague, there comes a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." In Revelation 21, in the Sabbath of the Feast of Tabernacles, a new heaven and a new earth become. In Jesus' word, New Jerusalem descends from God out of heaven, adorned as a bride, whose foundations are the faith of Jesus that ever rests in his apostles. And upon them the walls of a royal law, whose gates are the love of the truth opened in the tribes of Jesus' testimony, and which light in the temple of God is the light of the Lamb, whose pure intent in all of these things shall become in you. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these things are true and faithful." And he said to me, "It is done."